Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder about the 2011 SURE sign-up. Sign-up for the 2011 SURE Supplemental Revenue Assistance Program, SURE, continues through June 7, 2013. SURE provides benefits for the 2008 through 2011 crop year farm revenue losses due to natural disasters. A farm enrolled in SURE may be eligible for benefits in either one of two situations. The first one is the farm is located in a county or contiguous to a county with a secretarial disaster declaration and has incurred crop production or quality losses or both. For the 2011 SURE program, in this area, all counties bordering the Missouri River are primary designation disaster counties. Counties bordering the primary designation counties are considered contiguous and are eligible for the 2011 SURE as well. The second situation applies to any farm in which for the crop year the actual production on the farm because of disaster-related conditions is less than 50% of the normal production on the farm. Producers need to apply in their designated recording county or control county FSA office, which is usually the county in which you live. Contact your local FSA office if you have questions or to file an application. Next, some brief reminders about the 2012 crop year marketing assistance loans. With the abnormally high grain marketing prices, many producers may have forgotten about FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loans. The March 2013 interest rate for commodity loans is 1.125%, and Cass County's 2012 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA service center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for the 2012 crops through May 31st, 2013. Producers who take out marketing assistance loans and use the farm-stored grain as collateral are reminded that they are responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain through the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage of the farm-stored grain held under loan. If sealed grain is going to be sold or is sold and needs to be moved to the elevator, a 15- or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to your local FSA office is all that's needed. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for unauthorized disposition are severe, and producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. Always call before you halt all grain under loan. Next, 2012 honey production loans. In addition to the commodity marketing assistance loans for corn and soybeans available through FSA, there are also marketing assistance loans available for honey production as well. Commodity loans for production for the 2012 year are available until April 1st, 2013. When honey market prices are below the current commodity loan rate, loan deficiency payments, LDPs, are also available for producers. At this time, honey market prices exceed the national honey commodity loan rate of 69 cents per pound. As a result, honey LDPs are not currently available. As with all FSA commodities under loan, producers are responsible for maintaining the quality of the farm-stored honey during the term of the loan. Honey used as collateral must not be disposed of without prior FSA county office approval. Honey under loan must have been produced in the United States during the calendar year for which the loan is being requested, and it must have been extracted on or before December 31st of the applicable crop year. In order to be eligible for all types of marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the loan. For more information on honey production commodity loans, contact your local FSA office. Next, a brief reminder about 2013 CRP mid-contract management. Current CRP producers who have practices that require mid-contract management in 2013 should have or shortly will be receiving two performance report forms from the county office. These forms, the AD-245 and the AD-862, are required to be timely completed and returned to the county FSA office by the producer in order for FSA to pay cost share on the mid-contract management work completed. In addition to the completed forms, producers also need to submit other information to help in the determination of payment. These include invoices, canceled checks, receipts and analysis tags which document dates of work performed, cost per hour charged per labor, the type of equipment used, the rate of charge for the equipment, and the type and cost of materials used. Timely completion of all paperwork is a requirement of the CRP program. Failure to do so may cause you to not receive your annual CRP payment. And now, foreign investor rules. Foreign owners of U.S. agricultural land are required by law to report their land holdings, acquisitions, leases of 10 years or more, and land use changes within 90 days after the date of the transaction to the local FSA office. Failure to accurately and timely report these changes can result in civil penalties up to 25% of the fair market value of their interest in the agricultural land. In closing, For more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.